Chapter 8. A Chance of Freedom. There was a meeting of the tribe to discuss a price for all of us. After a lot of fighting, they came to an agreement, and the brothers paid with money, blankets and cloth. My men were delighted, but Hammett was very worried.
"How am I going to feed you all?" he asked.
Hammett decided to kill a camel to provide us with meat for the journey. He chose his oldest camel, a faithful old friend who was already too old to survive another journey. We roasted the meat on a fire, and Hammett and Seed made sandals for us with the camel's skin. We were very thankful for these, as our poor shoes were broken and our feet very sore. There was a little dirty water in the camel's stomach, and we stored this in a goat skin. Then we cut the meat, tied it to ropes, and hung it on one of the camels. This took all day, and we planned to leave early the next morning. But during the night, my old master's family stole half of the meat and bones. As we were leaving, another family of nomads arrived at the camp. The men, women, and children ran around us and stole more meat, so we were left with only about 6 kilograms. I noticed 2 very thin white men with them. I studied them with interest, and then realized who they were. My sailors, Hogan and Burns.
"Are those your men?"
Hammett asked me.
"They are,"
I replied.
"If you take them, I'll pay you for each of them too."
"I'll take them," said Hammett, "but I won't take less than $920 for all of you."
"You'll get your money," I said. "Don't worry."
Hogan and Burns were very happy to see us, and they were even happier to hear about their chance of freedom. Hammett spoke to their master.
"I'll give you 2 beautiful blankets for that man," he said, pointing at Burns. "The other man is older and less valuable. I'll give you my last blanket for him."
Their master didn't look happy, but he agreed to sell them. However, as we were leaving, he changed his mind and refused to let Hogan go.
"Give me 1 more blanket for this man," he said to Hammett.
Hammett was furious. He quickly drove the camels forwards, leaving Hogan behind with his cruel and dishonest master. I watched the hope in Hogan's eyes disappear as his master hit him across his thin and torn back and pushed him away from us. I couldn't help him. All I could do was turn and hide my face. I couldn't bear to see his torture. Poor Hogan. We left on the 27th of September. When the camp was far behind us, we stopped, and Hammett gave me an old shirt from one of his bags. My shirt was torn so badly by this time that it didn't provide me with much cover from the sun.
"Wear this, Riley," he said.
He gave Clark an old scarf, Burns an old jacket, and Horace and Mr. Savage 2 small goatskins. We thanked him and kissed his hand in gratitude. That day, we travelled northeast for about 15 hours, over about 170 kilometres of empty desert. Hammett and Seed rode in front on 2 camels. My men and I sat on 2 camels behind. On the first night, we ate a few bites of the meat and drank the bitter liquid from the old camel's stomach. The following day, we rode the camels fast at about 12 kilometres an hour. By the morning of the 29th of September, we had no water and our thirst was terrible. We continued east and came to an old dry riverbed.
"The river dried out many years ago," Hammett told me.
"But there's a spring near here, and we must find it. We must find water."
We all searched desperately for the spring.